Hello.
My name is Bill Gooden, and I'm going to present my piece is on. Hold on. Technical issues.
Thank you, Ash.
My piece is on Radio Overnight personality Art Bell. So we're going to begin.
Large refrigerated trucks took the 39 bodies from the mansion after what authorities say was a well-prepared, methodically orchestrated mass suicide. In all, 21 women and 18 men, ages 20 to 72, apparently took their own lives, most likely from a drug overdose. San Diego County Sheriff's investigators released their own videotape showing the eerie scene they encountered on Wednesday. All victims were lying on beds or mattresses. They were dressed in black. They had purple shrouds over their faces and upper bodies, and all of them wore the same brand of apparently new black athletic shoes. The county medical examiner said there were no signs of trauma or violence. Preliminary tests showed high levels of phenobarbital and alcohol in each victim. Investigators say the victims apparently died over a period of days in three groups, 15 suicides followed by 15 more, followed by 9 more. As each died, the next group apparently cleaned up after them, then performed a deadly ritual on themselves. Officials say the group called itself Heaven's Gate and had apparently prepared carefully for the suicides. Each person had packed a bag, each had a driver's license or other ID card in their shirt pocket. When the bodies were found, investigators say one computer showed a picture of the comet Hale-Bopp. That fueled speculation the group felt it was entering a new world, foreshadowed by the comet's arrival.
Now, how our Bell ties into the Heaven's Gate cult issue is that his show was a freeform type show that dealt with paranormal activity of all kinds, dealing with, you know, aliens, remote viewing, abductions, vampires, ghosts, you name it. And sorry. There we go. You can turn it back up, Oscar. Yeah, I just tore a cable out with my foot. All right, so it was not the aliens. It's the government trying to suppress what I'm going to say here. So basically, what his show was is a hugely syndicated show that was heard over the entire globe via the internet and via huge radio networks of repeating the signal. He's probably one of the largest AM shows to date. Rush Limbaugh, right, but... Art Bell's main difference was that his phone-in part of his show was never screened. So if whoever happened to get through on the phone line is what nutball you heard from. So again, back to how Art Bell ties in the Heaven's Gate cult. He broadcasted the show, several shows in the late part of 1996 and early part of 1997, discussing companions to the Hale-Bopp comet. So he was talking about seeing objects behind it that he described as being... of intelligent origin, and the cult run by this man called Doe saw this as a grand celestial event that was telling him to come home. And here's a brief clip of some of Doe's thoughts.
Welcome to Beyond Human, the last call. We have a big picture to try to portray to you. You don't know us. You don't know what we represent. Beyond Human might say something, it might not, but it says a lot to us. And we want to share it with you.
Now, Art Bell came under some scrutiny for his broadcasts of this information that was blatantly false about Hale-Bopp, and the author Thomas Gioni writes in his article, following the Heaven's Gate suicides, the public learned that news of a companion UFO trailing Hale-Bopp's comet, a rumor spread predominantly by late-night talk show host Art Bell, may well have contributed to the cult members taking their lives in an attempt to graduate, as their website describes it, to a higher level, and even leave Earth in a spacecraft. Bell will tell you he did nothing wrong. The full story reveals it's not quite that simple. Well, I mean, if you believe everything you hear on the radio, you might have bigger issues. So here's some of Art Bell.
In a moment coming up. From the high desert and the great American Southwest, I bid you all good evening, good morning across all these many time zones. It's going to be a very, very exciting show this morning. So buckle down and get ready. A lot of surprises coming up. I'm Art Bell, and this, from the Tahitian and Hawaiian Island chains in the west, eastward across this great nation, to the Caribbean and the U.S. Virgin Islands, south into South America, north well to the pole, and worldwide on the Internet. This is Coast to Coast AM. Great to be here. In a moment coming up, we've got a very special program. Ahead of that program, though, I do have some announcements, some things that I've got to get done here. Professor Courtney Brown is going to be my guest. He is a remote viewer, and he has some of the most exciting news that a person can imagine. And with respect to that news, or part of it, just part of it, there is a new and worrisome photograph of the comet Hale-Bopp. And I'll try and give you some details of it, but I want to tell you first that it is up on my website. As a matter of fact, there are several items on my website tonight that you need to look at if you have a computer. One is the new photograph of Hale-Bopp. Another is, thanks to somebody in the audience, earlier today I spoke to Strange Universe, the people at Strange Universe are going to be here on Sunday. And they had taken a photograph, or a series of photographs, of what is said to be a dead chupacabra. Indeed, this is a fearsome, ugly-looking creature. And there are four separate photographs. Now, they were going to bring me the videotape up so I could make stills and get them on the web. One of you out there, and I don't have your name, I'm sorry, beat me to the punch and sent the photographs in. So, in view of the fact that Strange Universe had given me permission to put them up there, they're up there. And they are the doggonest things you've ever seen. Four pictures of what is said to be a chupacabra from Mexico on my webpage now. There is also a UFO in Central California, photographs of the demon seeds. But most of all, for tonight, you need to get up there and take a look. Four photographs of what is said to be a dead chupacabra. Take a look. It is a strange creature indeed. The new photograph of Hale-Bopp. Let me see while I'm at it if I can read you some portion of what's going all over the net right now. I've got it. Here it is. Dear Art, urgent. Strange object sighted near Hale-Bopp. Art, I have just taken some amazing photographs of Hale-Bopp. They show a Saturn-like object near the comet. This thing, if it's solid and near the comet, would be about four times the size of Earth. I have called Hoagland. He says that he's getting other calls about it. This strange thing that just showed up tonight. To see it, and he gives me the website address. And this is from Chuck in Houston, Texas. Indeed, I've seen the Hale-Bopp photograph. And it really is odd. There is something really big out there near Hale-Bopp. I have no idea what it is. But it is not a camera flare. Whatever it is, it's real, and it is awfully big.
Now, all this was bolstered by this Dr. Courtney Brown, who supposedly was a remote viewer who said he could see into the future and decide what was really going on with this object. Now, the reports that I read about the Heaven's Gate cult's house when they found it, they actually found this picture from Art Bell's website on their computers. So it is theorized that their decision to die when they decided to die was fueled by this radio broadcast. And for the last minute or so I actually have the part of the original broadcast.
1-800-618-8255. 1-800-618-8255. East of the Rockies at 1-800-825-5033. 1-800-825-5033. This is the CBC Radio Network.
It is, and what we are discussing this morning is so startling that I want you please to exercise caution. If there are children in the room, please get them out. If you are easily freaked out, then turn it off yourself, please. We'll get back to my guest, Dr. Courtney Brown, and an update from Houston. Those who just joined us this hour, and there are many stations that have, we are really in the middle of it here. And I'm going to explain all of this in a moment. I'd like to welcome KYKN AM in Salem, Oregon, joining us tonight. I'd like to welcome WNDB in Daytona Beach, Florida, joining us tonight. I'd like to welcome WCHBAM, our new affiliate in Detroit, Michigan, 25,000.
Well, that's all we have time for. Sorry, teased you there a little bit. I'm out of time, but that show is freely available on many archives on the Internet, and if you want to find out for yourself what you think about Art Bell and this controversy, take a look into it. Thank you very much. I'm Bill, and up next is... We'll post the show on the website, thanks to Mr. Lee over here, and I will get you... I have all 5 hours of that show, Lee, so ready to go. Okay. See, there you go. Then I'll give you a link to where I got it from. So up next is Mr. Dylan C., and who's already, like, twisting knobs and whatnot. Here you go, Dylan.
Thank you. Give me 1 second to get everything set up.
So, if you've just tuned in, you've missed out with Bill to the Power 4. You've missed out on Edmund Dantes. You missed out on Bethany and Seth. Next up, you will hear from Lee.